City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 37, Democratic Primary. Kimberly Council. Rafael L. Espinal Jr. Heriberto Mateo. Hilal A. Sheikh.
Kimberly Council. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Reference librarian at a Wall Street law firm.
Previous occupation.
Information assistant, McKinsey & Company.
Education.
North Carolina Central University, BA, Political Science. Pratt Institute, MS, Library Science.
Organizational affiliations.
American Association of Law Librarians. Law Library Association of Greater New York. Local Development Corporation of East New York. East New York Housing Development Corporation. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated Associate Minister. Berean Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York.
Prior public experience.
Not applicable.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 37 you would address if elected?
Unemployment and underemployment plague my community and the city as a whole. We have to address this issue. We have to be bold and innovative in our approach. One way to do this is to provide incentives for companies, particularly small businesses, located in the district that hire local residents. We also need to train and retrain the unemployed and underemployed to be prepared to enter a 21st century job market.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
New York City struggles to provide affordable housing for our low-income residents. We have to restructure the selection process, clearly define affordable, and make sure low-income residents are treated with the respect and dignity they deserve.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a compassionate leader with demonstrated commitment to community empowerment. As Vice President of the East New York Housing Development Corporation, I was instrumental in implementing 200-plus units of affordable housing in East New York. I am committed to youth empowerment and have advocated for changes to the juvenile justice system so our youth have the opportunity to re-enter their communities through rehabilitative and community-based programming. I reside in Cypress Hills with my daughter and son. I am fully vested in making our community the best place to live, where all of our children have access to a quality education and every resident has the best possible quality of life, access to affordable housing, and the ability to earn a sustainable living wage.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Rafael L. Espinal Jr. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Assembly member, 54th District, Cypress Hills, Bushwick, ENY, City Line, and Bed-Stuy.
Previous occupations.
ESL teacher, chief of staff to City Councilman Eric Martin DeLon.
Education.
Graduate of Franklin K. Lane High School and earned a bachelor's in English at Queens College.
Organizational affiliations.
Parishioner of St. Rita's Church and member of the 54th Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Served as chief of staff to City Councilman Eric Martin DeLon.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 37 you would address if elected?
The most important issue I would address if elected to the City Council is the immense need for better education. Coming from a working immigrant family, as well as previously being an educator to children with similar stories as myself, I believe that the best way to brighten the future of our great city is by enhancing educational opportunities for all.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Other important issues that need to be addressed include protecting daycare centers, senior centers, and after-school programs from budget cuts. I also want to raise awareness about and support free local screenings for fatal diseases such as cancer, HIV, and diabetes.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I believe I am the best candidate for this office because I believe that with the right resources, all men, women, and children can thrive in Brooklyn. Being that I was born and raised in the district, I know firsthand the struggle of the average New Yorker, and I believe I can continue to address these issues with the passion and the dedication that this position requires to help my constituents. I have a proven track record of getting results stemming from my time as a member of the New York State Assembly and look to bringing my experience to the City Council.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Heriberto Mateo. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Director, NYC Commission on Human Rights.
Previous occupations.
Clerk, production worker, production and warehouse supervisor, teacher, drama, and physical education, and admission and financial officer.
Education.
Kingsborough College, liberal arts, NY City College, sociology.
Organizational affiliations.
President, Brooklynite Democrats, member local 154, DC 37.
Prior public experience.
President, Community School Board 19, President Board of Directors, Martin de Porres Daycare Center.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 37 you would address if elected?
Public safety.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Affordable housing, education, employment, health, and economic development.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Heriberto Mateo has the knowledge, experience, and leadership ability to fight for us in these tough times. Heriberto is married to the former Gladys Roman. The Mateos reside in the Cypress Hills section of Brooklyn, where they have lived since 1970. Since Mr. Mateo arrived in New York City, he is deeply involved in community affairs. He has been involved in cultural, social, political, as well as charitable activities in East New York, Cypress Hills, and Bushwick. In addition to his work with the Museo del Barrio and Boricua College, Mr. Mateo, along with other community leaders, founded El Teatro Cuatro, a theater group which led to El Festival Latino in New York. Also, he is a founding member of Pregones, a community organization that provides services to our youth. He was also the president of the board of directors of one of the largest city fund daycare centers in Brooklyn, Martin de Porres. The center serves 350 children from the ages of 2 to 8 in the Bushwick community. Mr. Mateo provided the necessary leadership to secure $1 million funding for the center renovation. Mateo has had over 35 years of varied and enriching work experience, much of which was acquired while he attended college.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Halal A. Sheikh, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Math teacher, NYC Department of Education.
Previous occupation.
N.A.
Education.
Master's degree, mathematics education, Brooklyn College. Bachelor's degree, computer information, City Tech.
Organizational affiliations.
United Federation of Teachers.
Prior public experience.
Student Government Association President, City Tech.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 37 you would address if elected?
Supply of affordable housing is by far the most critical issue facing our community. The demand is great. We must ensure access to housing that is safe, stable, and affordable. I support reducing the property tax rate and the continued amendment of the NYC Housing Maintenance Code. The City Council is in a unique position to help people help themselves by ensuring the most basic type of security, a place to sleep, safe and sound.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Education, neighborhood investment, small business. As a public school teacher, I know firsthand the struggles facing our education system. Our kids deserve teachers who aren't strangled by bureaucracy and forced to teach to a test. They deserve after-school programs that tutor, mentor, and instill pride in community, because the learning that takes place after school is often as influential as learning in the classroom. Students with religious dietary restrictions deserve kosher and halal food that meets their needs. When it comes to neighborhood investment, the city budget is a powerful mechanism to ensure our community's needs are met. This money can be directed at any variety of fundamental community projects, such as roads, parks, housing, and community groups. I will be a tireless advocate for our fair share. Lastly, the strongest economic engines in our community are small businesses. I support efforts to streamline permitting processes and adjust regressive punitive fines so that doors stay open.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My family experience mirrors that of so many others in this district. My wife and I immigrated to New York City, and my two children are first-generation Americans. My wife is a doctor at a local hospital, and my daughters attend public school. This is where we choose to raise our family, so the issues facing our community are very personal for us. I will fight for all corners of our community. I ask for your vote.
Participating in the campaign finance program.